and Hysteria Nation to another blurry hysteria. And this week, it is a sad blurry hysteria, for we welcome Kevin.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, wait. Let's make it official.
His name is...
Kevin Crispin.
I have to tell you something. Every time I hear that bumper, it makes for the, let's say, approximately 28 years that I had to hear Catherine O'Hara scream my name and everybody else do it. Almost worth it.
Oh, too bad she doesn't do it in her voice that she used on Schitt's Creek.
That show is fantastic.
It really, really is.
Really good show. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Well, you know, you're here, so sad.
Yeah, sad. You a little anxious, overthinking some things?
I love that, you know, mad blur hysteria. And I love that we could just call it Sad Blurry Hysteria, but somehow I think people aren't going to listen to it.
I know. I've been thinking about changing the name of my podcast, Sad Times.
Yeah,
if you listen to this, orgasms galore.
Happy time fuck hour.
Yeah, that's right. Something like that. I'm still, I got a focus group I'm meeting with later.
That's good. That's good.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Well, you know.
Thanks for being
Sometimes,
here.
Sometimes, you know, you think you're scraping the bottom of the barrel, but then you lift up the barrel.
And then there's me.
So thanks for coming on, Kevin.
That really helps my mood. Thank you, Brent.
You're welcome. We got some doozies. I'll start us out this week because this one comes to us. We got it from a few people, but the first one that sent it to me is Mr. James Polk. He is very active in Hysteria Nation and many other pages. I'm sure you've seen him on some of your stuff too, Mr. Flora. And he's like,
and on Sad Times.
And he was like, I bet 16 million and six. No, he's like, I bet 50 people have already sent this to you. And we got a lot of them, but he was the first one. Oh. This just came out. It's less of an article and more of a video. It's the woman screaming on the plane that the guy is a reptilian and fake. But I went a little bit further. I found an interview. The guy actually made a video. The guy she was yelling at.
Oh.
So it's very short. It's like a minute or so. I'm going to play you. This is what actually happened on it. It starts with her yelling, and he's going to tell it. So we're going to play this real quick. Here we go.
I'm telling you, I'm getting the f*** off, and there's a reason why I'm getting the f*** off, and everyone can either believe it or they cannot believe it. I don't give two f***, but I am telling you right now, that mother f*** back there is not real.
All right, so the internet has heard the story of the woman on the plane with the reptilians. But thanks to her delaying the flight, I just got home, so now it's my opportunity to tell my side of the story as the guy in the hoodie. So we're attempting to fly out of Dallas-Fort Worth, and then basically this woman, she sits next to me, and she's clearly been drinking. I'm minding my own business, and sure enough, she sees my hoodie that has this Freemason logo on it. And on top of that, she noticed my ring, so she started to ask questions. Nothing dramatic, just asked me, do I know what these symbols mean? Why am I wearing it? What's the purpose? Yada, yada, yada. And long story short, I basically just say, hey, I'm a Freemason. I even briefly explained how I educate about Freemasonry here on TikTok. Next thing I know, she basically starts to grill me about low-level Freemason and that it's all Satanism and that it's ruled by reptilians and blah, blah, blah. So I simply put my hood up and I started to ignore her and basically just mind my own business. She starts getting louder and louder, and then basically she's like, you know that they worship Lucifer at the top, right? So I looked at her dead in her eyes and I said, I am Lucifer. I heard one individual laugh behind me, so I figured somebody got a kick out of it at least. She starts running up and down the aisles, freaking out, saying I'm a reptilian, and then all this other stuff. She's going to get off the plane, yada, yada, yada. It doesn't show all the footage. It just says that she's trying to get off the plane because of, you know, I'm not going to say it here on TikTok. I don't want to get banned. But then also talking about how, like, I'm secretly also trying to take over the world. So I looked back at the guy that was basically chuckling before, and I winked at him. So I basically whispered something under my breath saying that, Freemasons don't care to rule the world. We rule the universe. And I looked back at the guy that was laughing before and just kind of winked at him because he started laughing again. Well, I didn't think that she could hear me, but evidently she did, and it actually escalated it even further, and then they delayed the flight and so on and so forth. So moral of the story, don't believe everything you hear on the internet. And Freemasons don't care to rule the world when we rule the universe.
I like that. And no, what airline was this, Brent?
That I don't know. I didn't.
Well, I do. Detail. I believe it was an American Airlines flight. And I bring that up because you know where this wouldn't happen? A Spirit Airlines flight.
No, because Spirit's like, we're all fucking reptilians.
I thought that's that right. was required for flying on Spirit.
So I didn't catch it. Did she left the flight?
I'm looking now, trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out if that's viral video about lizard-like airline passenger winking, actually an elaborate hoax. The video has gone viral on social media this week. So hold on real quick, because this is loading slow. Featured the woman on American Airlines flight who was yelling about a fellow passenger being not real. So it was American. Videos inspired countless conspiracy theories on TikTok about shapeshifters and aliens. But companion TikTok video supposedly from another passenger on the flight is a hoax. So there you go. So the one that's making the rounds, the one that that's not the one that James Polk sent me, but that was one that several others did. That one is not true. The woman in the original video, we'll start with the beginning. The woman in the original video, which has since made private on TikTok, can be heard addressing the plane with obscenities, not real, blah, 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 blah. Flight was scheduled to fly from Dallas, Texas to Orlando. Woman has not been identified, but American Airlines told local news outlets in Dallas that the flight was met at the gate by local law enforcement. The customer was removed from the flight. It's not clear if she's arrested, and American Airlines didn't respond to questions emailed Friday. So pretty much there's no more video. The crap that you heard in that is not true. Thank God I took the time to play that.
Wait, met at the gate in Orlando?
It didn't say.
Is that what they're implying? Like, so she stayed on the flight?
American Airlines told local news in Dallas that the flight was met at the gate by local law enforcement.
Well, man, I tell you what. If she did stay on that flight, she's brave. And I guess that reptilian was a little nice enough to not kill everybody.
Okay, I'm confused. Which one is fake?
So the woman screaming is real. The guy who said he was the person she was yelling at is fake.
You think somebody would do that? Just lie on the internet?
I don't believe it myself.
I don't know. The guy I just said don't listen well, to...
Here's the thing with him saying, here's how you know it's fake. They started off with a calm and collected conversation where she was asking information.
So
that's how you know it's fake. There you go. And her, instead of her just being like, Masonic symbols, blah.
So I don't know. There's lots of different fucking things out there. Women and men freak out on planes all the time. Mm-hmm. For different reasons. It is a stressful situation. And so we can't say for sure what happened here, but the ones that are going around, I wouldn't put too much faith into them.
Can I tell a quick story here, Brent?
I suppose.
David, is that all right?
I'll allow it.
Thank you. Thank you. When I was a little kid, I came with my mom and my dad and my sister up here to Chicago, and we rode on the Red Line. And I was scared to death, and I was just like gripping my mother's hand. I thought everything was going to die. My sister would talk to a fucking wooden post. She talked to everybody, still does. And my dad was like, don't you talk to anybody. And she turned around. She's probably eight at this time. She turns around and says, hi to somebody. Where are you guys coming from? Or something like that. And the dude said, we just got back from heaven. And I saw Jesus and Mary and Joseph. And my dad goes, you turn around right now. And I became more scared, and I've never rode the Red Line since. Okay, the last part's not true.
We were in hell. It wasn't that bad.
It was. A little hot under the collar.
Surrounded by friends.
So your takeaway on that is, you know, the internet. She's a fickle mistress, man, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
David, you ever been on a flight and seen anyone freak out?
I don't think I have.
Lisa and I were on a flight recently. The guy fucking lit up a cigarette.
Are you serious?
Wow.
First class lit up a... that's a lie. I'm sorry. He vaped. And We're not even off the ground yet. He flips his seat back, starts vaping, the pushing in front of him, behind him, calls her over. And she's like, are you going to fucking say something? And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You can't do that. And he's like, why? She's like, literally, like, I can have you arrested right now.
Federal law.
Like by rights, we could turn around and then you have to pay, like, the $50,000 fine for them to have to turn around and all this stuff. And he was bitch about it, and then he finally put it up and he fell asleep. I think he was drunk, is the way I took it. But yeah, he fucking just started vaping and blowing up, blowing big old fucking, you know, those plumes of smoke.
Somebody could have just sent some Nicorette from the back.
Somebody could have just knocked his ass out.
This is Fruit Stripe. You're trying to fuck with me.
Fruit Stripe.
But yeah, man, people are just, but I've never seen anyone be like, ah, fuck, he's a reptilian. And, you know,
I mean, and yeah, I had to trap. Oh, go ahead, David. Sorry.
I've never seen that. I mean, there's plenty of people who take their shoes and socks off and just, you know, put them up on the seat and do all the, and I'm like, what is the absolute thing that is wrong with you? What is the one thing that I can help you fix that is wrong with your fucking head? Like, come on. It's gross.
It is gross. And you're right. And I see videos or pictures of that online too all the time.
What are you guys, now you said the guy who lit up, or sorry, took a hit off the vape or whatever. What are you guys' feelings about leaning back in your seat on planes?
Hate it. I never do it.
Except if you're in first class, there's so much space. That's different.
But if you're in coach, it's just like, hey, fuck you, person behind me.
My knees hit the seat half the time anyway. So you're literally, you're in me. Yeah. You know?
No, I have this magical, mundane superpower, and Annie can attest to this, but every time I get on a plane, the person in front of me immediately just slams the seat back. Not even like leans back. It's just like, wham!
It's their prerogative. It's their right to do it. It just sucks. That's why I don't
do it. I don't necessarily blame them. I'm going to go ahead and blame the greedy airline companies who are packing us in like sardines.
I blame them because fuck them. And also, that does nothing for comfort.
It really doesn't.
It's a difference of two inches to the person behind you. And like that's not going to make you relax or be a better person. Like, just give up on it.
David, I think Brent's been lying to us. And I think Brent has a superpower opposite of yours that he just puts his back immediately when he gets on a plane.
I don't mind flying. I hate being around people.
Yeah. He looked right at me when he said that.
You know, I don't know. I know that sounds terrible. It's just people. It's like one of the Kevins. He's like, I hate people, but I love gatherings. That's kind of how I am.
If I may quote Barfly, the great film starring Mickey Rourke and Faye Dunaway, written by Charles Bukowski. When Charles Bukowski, the Henry Chinaski character, first meets Faye Dunaway, they're at a bar and she's sitting there. And the first thing she says is, "Don't you just hate him?" And he goes, "Who?" And she says, "People." And he pauses and he goes, "No, I just tend to feel better when they're not around."
That all tracks, man. Well, speaking of feeling better when we're not around, we're going to go to break real quick. And we come back, Dave is going to hit us with some weird news. That's next on Blurry Hysteria. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have, both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long-term, and it's something that it works, you know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this, and this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get now. Started. For Larry limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rashate, you're 50% off. Rashate. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today.
I imagine you would see people freak the fuck out on flights way more often if this music was played while they told you how to buckle your seatbelt.
Constantly yeah, played.
12-hour flight to Tokyo. Dun, dun, dun.
I've never had a 12-hour flight. I've never been on a long flight.
They are long.
6 or 7 hours have been, I mean, that's still long.
What's the longest flight you've been on, David?
I went to New Zealand, so 14 that's long. Hours, I think.
Yeah, that'll do it. I did 2 10-hour flights in a row to get to India.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah. Well, transporters, here we come. That's, make them real.
Thank God.
David, what are you working with? What are you twerking with this week?
Well, let's take a plane flight over a plane flight as opposed to, you know, a car flight. Mm-hmm.
or a whiskey flight.
Ayo.
Okay, thank you. Change of plans.
I'm not having a glass of whiskey. I'm having a flight of whiskey, and it's classy. Thank you very much.
We're going to pop over to Scotland in Inverness because there has been a recent sighting in Loch Ness.
Uh-oh.
A huge dark shape in the water was photographed by some French tourists.
Uh-oh, Ryan Sprague was working on his backstroke.
I'm sorry, but huge and Ryan Sprague aren't in the same sentence.
That's true.
He is fun-sized. well, I mean, along the likes of us, Brent.
Yes, yes.
What is how I should qualify that. But anyways, there's a French fella by the name of Etienne Camel. Looks
that's
like
not a real name. Etienne that's made
Camel.
Up.
and his wife, Eliane. So Etienne and Eliane were on a little sightseeing tour in Loch Ness, and they took a picture of this giant shadow in the water. And so you can find this, and if you go to the show notes, you can see this. They have the picture published there, and it does. It looks like just a bit. It almost looks like a cloud over that particular spot, right?
Yeah, it's long and slender, I guess you would call it. You know, it looks – but, yeah, it looks like something's under the water. It could be a school of fish. It could be Loch Ness Monster. It could be organism 46B coming in right. And saying hello.
Yeah, it could. Yeah, and, yeah. Or part of organism 46B.
Yeah, which you guys will find more about that out on Wednesday. So, foreshadowing.
Literally. So this one is, they said it moved. They said it moved through the water and then disappeared, which they're thinking went
so,
further under.
I don't mean to be a dick, but
sorry.
Anytime that there's
let me be a dick, but fuck you, David.
no, not the David.
No, I'm not the. I'm just the messenger.
I'm trying to say like, if they were in say Loch Lolan, I think is a real thing. I know that from Spaceballs.
Loch Lolan,
yeah.
Loch One.
If they saw that, would they say it's a monster there, or are they just saying it's a monster because it's Loch Ness?
Well, that's a good question.
Thank you.
Part of the explanation for this, first of all, it's 15 to 20 meters long. So it was about, it was a good size. 25 feet. the official explanation, or what, you know, people familiar with the Loch say, that it was just rogue waves.
Hmm.
Apparently they can, you know, undercurrents and things like that can cause stuff like this. I don't know. But we were there. We were out on the Loch in December. I didn't see anything like this. And so it's just a fun little, you know, Nessie sighting, which you don't, I don't feel like you get many of those these days. None that are as good as this photo anyway, but, also like when we were there and they were telling the story about the monster and stuff, it sounded like everybody knew it was just made up bullshit. Like somebody came and, was looking at something, mentioning something, or, you know, there was something that was unconnected to Loch Ness. This was 30s or 20s or whenever, you know, before the legend actually kicked off. And they were some scientist was talking about something in a bar, and a newspaper person heard it and then picked it up and ran with it. And that's how we got Loch Ness from then on. So it's fun, but I got the real impression that people are just like, yeah, of course this is just a story. It's all made up. Why is everyone going crazy? But we'll take you out here to look for it because you pay us money.
That's right. And their kids is capitalism.
It's like when I went to Congress Hotel and I'm like, tell us about the ghost. They're like, oh, fucking Jesus Christ. Get the fuck away from me.
So can I ask one quick question about this? How many people were on like the tour, the boat with you guys?
With us, it was a good 30 to 40 people at least.
And did anybody seem like, I know that you were saying maybe the people, the tour guides or whomever, were kind of tongue in cheek about the whole thing. Was there anybody who was in the group who was like, you could tell was a true believer?
No. This was like a bunch of Brazilians who were just there to get drunk.
Do they know they have alcohol in Brazil?
They were very annoying. they didn't give a shit about any of it.
It's
got
to be weird, though, when you either have to lean into that shit or fight it forever. You know what I mean? Because people, it's like Southern Illinois has the Big Muddy Monster, and they for a long time didn't want anything to do with it. And now different areas, they have the Big Muddy Brewery and the, you know, the Big Muddy Monster Festival and all these things. And there's Bigfoot signs everywhere. Just finally, they're like, we're not gonna fight this anymore. We're just gonna, you know, lean into it.
We're gonna monetize it.
Yeah, and I think that's smart because otherwise, it's just almost like a losing battle. You know,
it totally is. That it happens in Point Pleasant as well.
Of course, yeah.
And when I was out there for the Mothman Festival that one time, I was talking to some of the people there, and they were like, you know, this is gotten bigger and more popular, but the town still hates it. And I'm like, then they're idiots, because this is bringing a ton of money and people to their community, which dumps money on them. You know, it's just, it's money, money, money. Like,
yeah.
Why would you hate having all this money? Why? Because you have to serve a couple more people at your restaurant or something? Like,
ugh, tourists helping our economy. What's next? More jobs, you know, like, yeah, like, I don't
free health care
over my crippled body. I don't know.
I don't get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think everybody who's a local to anywhere hates any kind of tourists that come through. And there's something to be said about that for sure. But if you're one of these places like Big Muddy or Point Pleasant, you have to ride the wave.
Yeah, you got to take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, you can't. It's like a rip current. You can't swim against it.
All right.
Die. All right. You have to swim, you know, parallel to the shore.
Be like salmon.
Important question. While we're swimming against it or fighting to get to the shore, and if it happens to be the shore of Loch Ness, David, do you think there's any monsters in there that we need to be looking out for?
In Loch Ness?
Yeah.
No. Some people have tried to be like, you know, if it's not a straight up dinosaur, which is the dumbest thing I think I've ever heard, but if it's not that, it's a giant eel. But there's still just been no evidence of even an eel. Now, there are a couple of cool facts about Loch Ness that help, I guess, obfuscate any investigations of it. But there's also some cool facts where it's it would make it probably easier. For example, it's around 6 degrees Celsius all year round, which is weird. But that means it doesn't freeze in the winter and it doesn't get hot in the summer.
Also, there's no echo anywhere around there, and the water's flammable. Plus, a bunch of other shit I'm going to make up here real quick.
I was going to say, is that the Cuyahoga River?
The rose in Cleveland to the lake.
Hey, I love Randy.
There's an old bus
Thank you.
Short people got short problems.
Those aren't the lyrics.
There's nothing wrong with this song, and I just smoked a pack of cigarettes, and now I'm going to write a song about a call for Disney and then use the N-word in an interview and be canceled because I'm Randy Newman. He's just a problematic individual who keeps working for Disney. Yay! Kevin,
Kevin,
did I just beat up your idol there or something?
No, no. For once, you were not picking on the Beatles or Dylan.
Sorry, David. I cut you off there.
The main thing that makes it hard to do any research in this is because the water is very dark and murky because of all the peat that runs down off the hills there into the rock.
I love any peat runoff.
Exactly, yeah.
If I had a nickel for every time he said that at a bar.
Why is this taste so weird? It's full of peat.
Horrible.
It's peat.
Peat tastes funny.
Anyways, so Loch Ness, and it's, you know, the legend's still alive.
Yeah. So what you're saying is the legend of the Loch Ness monster is like a broken calculator. It just doesn't add up. Thank you, Norm MacDonald, and thank you, Kevin, for joining us this week.
Wow. Hey, I want to say that I didn't believe I'd ever have my name in the same sentence as Norm MacDonald. That that might have been the nicest thing.
I don't know. You've
never
read the article I wrote, People I Love and Hate? So,
No, when I didn't see my name in the love part, I stopped reading.
That tracks.
Yeah. Well, made
kids,
me sad.
If you guys want to hear us butcher anything about you, in fact, me playing things that are sent to me and then finding out they're immediately wrong. You can send your stuff to weird@hysteria51.com, weird@hysteria51.com. And we're going to keep coming to you with blurry hysteria, mad blurry hysteria, because Chris says he wants to come back on. Sad blurry hysteria, blurry hysteria things. We'll work on some different titles.
Sure.
We'll see you next time.
Meeting adjourned.